This is New England Public Media. To the Wampanoag tribe, the planned First Light Casino represents growth, progression, and opportunity. The feds allege it represents something less savory. I'm Carrie Healy, and this is Beacon Hill in 5, our look at the week ahead in politics and government in Massachusetts, as we do most Mondays. We've got Matt Murphy from the State House News Service on the line. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Carrie.
The chairman of the Mashpee Wampanoag tribe was indicted last week by federal prosecutors in connection to an alleged bribery scheme related to the tribe's years-long quest to build that resort casino in Taunton. We should say Cedric Cromwell has been found guilty of nothing at this point. Still, how is this likely to impact the tribe's casino and potentially a commercial casino in that same region?
Yeah, it's probably very early to tell what it will do to that. The tribal council held an emergency meeting after Mr. Cromwell's indictment removed him from power. Some members of that governing body for the tribe, citing some longstanding issues that they've had with his leadership related to the casino project, including the transparency around the finances of that project within the tribe. So this is something that has been simmering within the Wampanoag tribe for quite some time. But how this impacts the casino project moving forward, I don't think we know yet. Certainly the pandemic will probably have an even greater impact on that. Nobody rushing forward to try and build a new casino at the moment when currently casinos are shutting down early and struggling for business on their own. But this certainly bears watching as the state emerges from this pandemic in the next year or so.
An amendment to the Massachusetts budget passed in the State House last week. It would loosen the state's restrictions on abortions. This week, lawmakers in the Senate will take up budget legislation. Matt, are senators likely to put this to a vote? And has the governor given any signals as to his feelings on that issue?
We are expecting a similar process to play out in the Senate. Both the Speaker and the Senate President committed before this budget debate started to debating something similar to what is known as the Roe Act on Beacon Hill, this expansion and codification of abortion access rights into Massachusetts state laws. The House choosing to put it in their budget. The Senate President said she expects a similar amendment to be filed, and they will debate it this week. The governor has not said one way or another how he will handle it. There has been some reluctance in all corners of the State House to using this budget, which is an unusual pandemic budget, to advance major, perhaps controversial policy. But the governor has said things like he's opposed to late-term abortion, but also supports a woman's right to choose and doesn't want to infringe on that right or have women looking to other states to get the services and the medical care they need. So sort of a jump ball when it comes to Governor Baker, should this reach his desk.
Speaking of Governor Charlie Baker, the state has now passed that grim milestone of 10,000 deaths due to the coronavirus. Baker seems to be of the same mind as other New England governors as he issues executive orders designed to halt the spread of the virus. In fact, Vermont has clamped down on inter-family gatherings, canceled recreational sports, closed bars even. The Massachusetts COVID-19 numbers are significantly worse than those north in Vermont. Do we anticipate rollbacks or stepped-up enforcement of previous executive orders?
Yeah, Governor Scott acting a lot more quickly than we've seen some other governors act as the second wave has gripped states across New England, but also really across the country. The governor's administration saying he has no further plans at this time to roll back or impose any further restrictions. He's reduced the size of gathering limits. He's put a mandatory mask order in place. They're taking some steps like having businesses shut down early with a curfew at 10 o'clock for people to stay in their homes. But at this moment, we don't see the governor moving the way Governor Scott has, as they're trying to balance both the economy, a return to school for students, and public health.
Matt Murphy is a reporter and associate editor with the State House News Service in Boston. As always, Matt, thank you.
Thank you.
This is Beacon Hill in 5, our weekly check-in at the State House. You can subscribe to this podcast and others from New England Public Media at our website. That's nepm.org/podcast hub. This is New England Public Media. We'll be right back.